You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Terry Kozdrowski. There was plenty of finger-pointing after the financial collapse of 2008. One question is how individual investors acted. Did they drive up prices in the bubble and then panic sell? Tyler Shumway, professor of finance at Ross, looked at some data from individual traders in Finland, a market which experienced the same trends as the U.S. His work shows that individual investors weren't necessarily to blame for the bubble or the crash. It also shows how some attitudes changed and how some surprisingly did not.
We actually have data on all of the trades in Finland and the Finnish Stock Exchange from 1995 through mid-2009. And so we can look at how individuals reacted to the dot-com bubble and subsequent crash and how people have reacted to the crash in the fall of 2008. And what we see in both instances is that people did not seem to be buying right around the peak. Instead, if anything, people seem to kind of sell off when prices rise, which is a little bit of a surprise, I think, compared to what people kind of generally think about individual investors. I think a lot of people think that individual investors drove the dot-com bubble, pushed prices up maybe too high in 2008. Nobody refers to the rise of market prices in 2008 as a bubble, but when you plot out prices, it looks in some ways a lot like the dot-com bubble. Prices rise and then they subsequently fall. But the individual investors were not buying a lot as prices approached their peak. They seemed to be selling out because they seemed to be kind of realizing profits, you know, realizing some capital gains. Then when prices start to fall, they don't sell off in a panic, as we also might have guessed that they would. Instead, they seem to start buying. They seem to kind of think that stocks are going on sale in some sense. Stocks are cheaper now than they were in the past, and so they will probably be expensive again at some point in the future. So they seem to kind of buy in when prices rise. So we see individual investors behaving in a very contrarian fashion. And what we're finding here is that they do that in a time series sense as well, in an aggregate sense. They seem to be buying the market when it is falling and selling the market when it is rising. If anything, the individual investors seem to be kind of a moderating force in the market. They don't seem to be the ones that are pushing prices to extremes as a group. Some attitudes did change. Interesting attitude that did not change too much is people's attitude toward risk. Now, this is kind of preliminary stuff. All of the evidence that we have, and we have this across a few different surveys, suggests that people, when you ask them a general risk question, they do not seem more risk averse now. This is another story that people kind of tell, that, individual investors freaked out, they became very risk averse. That does not seem to be borne out by the survey data. People seem to kind of respond to generic risk questions and hypothetical risk questions kind of the same. People's expectations have changed dramatically. Their perceived risk has changed a lot. So they don't feel differently about taking a risk, but they feel like the stock market is riskier than if they're pulling out of things. It's because they think that things are riskier, not because they feel differently about risk, if that makes sense. And their attitudes about whether it's a good idea for older people to hold stocks, whether stocks are a better or worse investment compared to lottery tickets, those kind of attitudes have changed in kind of a predictable way. There is some evidence that on average individuals do worse than the market, and what we're finding is not inconsistent with that. People could be doing worse in the market. They tend to sell a little bit too early when prices are rising, so they're not selling out. What we'd like to see, if they were really, really smart, is they'd be selling out at the peak of the bubble and buying in a big way in the bottom. And what we see instead is they sell out as prices rise. So they sell out a whole lot way before the peak of the bubble. And they start buying when prices crash, and they continue to buy for a while after prices have crashed. So in the end, I'm not sure that they're beating the market, but they're also not driving the bubble and driving the crash. They're not buying into tech stocks in a huge way to push prices up to cause a bubble.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.